Track 39.
Stuck at the airport. January 13th, 9:15 a.m. Mom, Dad, if you don't see me tonight, please don't worry. I'm lost in a snowstorm and forced to spend the night in an igloo. Just joking. I'm safe in Heathrow Airport, and my parents do know where I am. Here's the situation. My flight home to beautiful, sunny Hawaii has been delayed because of snow. There's so much snow that the planes can't take off. I'll keep you updated. January 13th, 11 a.m. There's no sign of the weather improving. It looks like I'm going to be here for a while. To pass the time, I looked up a list of airports with the most weather delays. Heathrow was not on the list. That means this is an extra special stuck-in-the-airport experience. January 13th, 12:57 p.m. At least Heathrow has great restaurants. I ate expensive sushi to make myself feel better. If I close my eyes and sniff my coconut-scented hand lotion, it's almost like being back home in Hawaii. Well, not quite. I was supposed to catch a connecting flight in Los Angeles, but clearly that's not going to happen. The airline said it will reschedule my flight from Los Angeles to Hawaii, but I might have to wait overnight at the airport in LA. So I looked up a hotel to stay at, just in case. I don't want to take any more chances of getting stuck at the airport. Looks like my vacation just got a little longer. January 13th, 2:34 p.m. Finally, we're getting on the plane! January 13th, 4:16 p.m. Never mind. We were on the plane for a while and then had to get off again. I think I've been stuck inside for too long. I'm by the windows playing Ed Sheeran albums through my headphones. And to entertain myself, I'm quietly dancing along to the music. A baby wearing a cap with bunny ears on it has been staring at me for the last 20 minutes. I don't think she's even blinked. I'm pretty sure her mom is enjoying my sweet moves, too. Poor souls. They must be even more bored than I am. January 13th, 6:05 p.m. I think it's been about a day since I've slept. No, it can't have been that long. When did I sleep last? I can't remember. When I get home, I'll probably have really bad jet lag and not be able to sleep at all. Or who knows, maybe I'll be so tired that I'll sleep for a whole day. January 13th, 7:45 p.m. I guess I fell asleep at some point. Suddenly, a nice old man was tapping my shoulder and saying, "Excuse me, is that your flight?" After staring at him for a couple seconds, I realized he was trying to tell me about an announcement that was playing. Some flight to Panama was moving to a different gate. Unfortunately, it wasn't mine, but the kind gentleman and I went on to have a nice chat. He's a retired psychiatrist. I asked him if he could guess what I was thinking. He seriously replied, "It's not that simple." I hope he knew I was joking. January 13th, 9:22 p.m. It's been 12 hours now. 12 hours! This airport is starting to feel like a prison. January 13th, 11:41 p.m. I'm saved! I think we're leaving for real this time. I'm squeezing in this last update before I have to turn off my electronics for takeoff. When I heard them announcing that this flight was leaving, I jumped out of my seat with joy. The bag of potato chips I was eating got spilled all over the floor. As I picked them up, the most handsome man I've ever seen watched me with a disgusted look on his face. But who cares? He's not on this flight.